You're listening to SBS News.
Premier Daniel Andrews says three of the 73 cases recorded in Victoria are from hotel quarantine. Nine are associated with known and contained outbreaks, 19 were found through routine testing, and 42 remain under investigation by the public health team. More than 300,000 residents in about 40 affected suburbs will re-enter lockdown from midnight as a result of 2 weeks of double-digit rises in case numbers. Premier Daniel Andrews says the epidemic is far from over, but mass testing is revealing the case numbers remain relatively stable.
It is pleasing that there is some sense of stability to these numbers. We are looking in unprecedented ways. We are finding new cases, but there is the beginnings of some consistency here, and that is obviously better than other options where we might see doubling and doubling again.
22 fixed site, drive-through and mobile testing sites are already operational. And Mr. Andrews says 12 new sites will be dedicated testing locations across all of the affected postcodes. Residents will only be able to leave their homes for work, education, essential shopping, caregiving or care receiving, or exercise. The government has revealed about 1,000 people in the hotspots have refused to be tested for the disease, but it won't be forcing residents to take the test. Scott Morrison supports the Victorian government's tough suburban lockdowns.
Well, outbreaks are not surprising. We always said there would be some, and no system is perfect, and Australia is still far ahead of the rest of the world. And let's remember, seven states and territories have pretty much no community transmission at all. But where outbreaks do occur, you need to move on them, as the Victorian government is, and they have our full support to that. We're putting significant resources in to assist them. Other states are helping them as well. For all of those living in those parts of Melbourne who are affected by these lockdowns, you're doing all other Australians a great service by patiently working through those. You're saving lives, you're saving livelihoods, and it's important that we get on top of this.
The mayor of the council responsible for some of the suburbs about to go back into lockdown says the economic impact will be devastating. Carly Moore is the mayor of Hume, which includes suburbs such as Broadmeadows, Craigieburn and Dallas. Ms. Moore says while she supports the reimposed lockdown, her area, which she says was struggling already, feels singled out by the move and some local businesses won't survive. She says when she heard the news, she wanted to weep.
Yeah, I wanted to cry, if I'm completely honest. It's been a tough time for our community. We were starting to see some signs of hope. We were starting to get really optimistic about what the future might look like. And realistically, we're right back to square one.
The Queensland government is still working out how to enforce restrictions on travellers from Victoria as it prepares to open its borders on July the 10th. Most interstate visitors will be welcome in the Sunshine State after that date, but anyone travelling from Victoria will be turned back or asked to quarantine in a hotel at their own expense. All visitors must sign a declaration stating that they have not travelled overseas or to Victoria in the 14 days before arriving in Queensland, and anyone found to be lying will be liable for a $4,000 fine. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the government is still working out how they will check if all travellers entering the state by road are carrying the declaration.
They can fill it out online, but they'll have to show that when they come in from the airports, and they're just working out now how we can manage it across the southern border between New South Wales and Queensland.
Meanwhile, those from hotspots in Victoria who try to enter New South Wales face an $11,000 fine or 6 months in jail. People attending professional sporting events in the state will have to show identification to prove they're not from Victoria. It comes as New South Wales eases a range of coronavirus restrictions, including scrapping limits on attendance for funerals, weddings, places of worship and community sport, as long as the rule of one person per 4 square metres is observed. All businesses can now open and operate under the same principles. New South Wales has registered 14 new infections today, but these are all returned overseas travellers. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says New South Wales doesn't want to take these measures, but has had to.
Look, normally we love having Victorians and Queenslanders and everybody else coming to visit us. But Victorians right now, from those hotspots, are not welcome in New South Wales. We're sorry, It's not something we want to do, but we must do for our own safety.
The National Acting Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, says while he does not support domestic border closures, he respects the state health departments and the advice that they're giving to their premiers. But when it comes to local lockdowns, Dr. Kelly agrees with the Victorian government that imposing local restrictions in affected suburbs is the way to go.
I certainly agree that limitation of movement outside of places where there is definite or suspected community transmission is a very reasonable way of going forward. It's one of those three things, as I mentioned, that we can use to fight this virus. It's just the scale, really. And so my view is that what we've done in northwestern Tasmania, very successfully, Tasmania hasn't had a single case for many weeks now, has been now applied to Melbourne, and that is an appropriate response.
And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.